May the words I speak and the words you hear be the word of God for us. Amen. My physics teachers at school were a motley crew. One of them was dreadful, but one or two were very inspirational. And I can remember very clearly one of them inspiring me to understand how rainbows come about. If you want the physics lesson after the service, then catch me in the churchyard, because I'm not going to do that bit now. But at the end of the lesson at school, I understood why we see rainbows. And later on, as I grew up, I learnt through reading the scriptures and going to Bible class and so on, that in the ancient world, things that happened up in the sky, up in the heavens, had significance. We hear that very clearly, don't we, in the Christmas story, as the conjunction of the planets led the wise men to where Jesus was born. Right back in Genesis chapter 9, as early as that in the Bible, God makes a covenant with his people. This is just after the story of Noah and the flood, and which was an unmitigated disaster. But after that, God makes a covenant to restore his creation, and when I say his creation, I don't just mean the human side of his creation, but the whole of his creation, to restore it to himself, to make it as it is meant to be. And that theme of God's covenant with his people comes up again and again and again right through the scriptures, through Abraham, through Moses, and through people like Samuel and David and the prophets and so on. It comes through all the time, God's covenant with his people, symbolized in the rainbow. What is a covenant? Well, let's think for a moment about what it's not. It's not a contract or an agreement where parties have talked about it beforehand and agreed terms and conditions, as it were. It is not a contract or an agreement or a deal of some sort. A covenant involves an unconditional relationship, a commitment, a promise, and only God can do that. And it's a promise that God makes that he will reveal himself. He will reveal himself and bring hope and restoration and reconciliation to his whole creation. And so right through the scriptures, time and again, as I said, you hear echoes that God is keeping his covenant with his people, despite their comings and goings and their disobedience. And of course, the culmination of his covenant, not the end of it, but the culmination of it, is in the story in which we celebrate at this time of year, the Christmas story, which is why we've got the rainbow behind me, and for those of you in the church, there's a rainbow above the crib, because the crib itself, the Christmas story, is yet another sign that God is keeping his covenant with his people. We've seen a lot of rainbows during this last year. I don't know whether you've noticed. They seem to crop up absolutely everywhere. They've become a symbol of the NHS. They are the symbol of quite a number of charities, including several hospices. Rainbows are signs of joy, of fun, of colour, of unity, of hope, encouragement. That's why we respond to them, I think. They're attractive things, and certainly whenever one occurs outside, we stop and look and see if we can see the second one, which very often appears as well, with the colours the opposite way round. There's another physics lesson there, by the way. So, the covenant, the rainbow. That's why we've had all these rainbows over the year. And long may they continue to remind us of so many good things that are happening around us, despite this dreadful COVID epidemic. Just now, we renewed our commitment to a regular, day-by-day response to God's covenant. I hope you noticed, as you said that commitment, that it was all about our day-to-day lives, not just what we do in church or what we do in our work, but the whole of our lives, wherever that may take us. Like, as I said earlier, a New Year resolution. How is God's covenant going to be worked out in the coming days and months and years? His covenant to us and to the whole of creation. I'm going to end with what may sound like a bit of a commercial, but I make no apology for it, because I think what I'm about to make mention of is going to be particularly for the younger people with whom we are in contact, a very important way in which God's covenant is going to be worked out through them. In this last week on Channel 4, BBC 4, I beg your pardon, there have been three lectures from the Royal Institution. I mention these because when I was a schoolboy, I lived in South London, and we were able to go to the Royal Institution Christmas lectures every year and see some of the great scientists talking about whatever their field was. And that tradition has continued over the years. And this year, there were three lectures on, as I say, BBC Four. They're still available on iPlayer if you want to watch them. Geared very much to young people, so there were lots of visual things and experiments and all sorts of things. And there were three different scientific disciplines that were involved. The first lecture was by a geologist who looked at the ages of the rocks and you can tell from the rocks how the climate has changed over the millennia. It's gone up and down and so on, and trying to understand why Earth's temperature is going up again at the moment. And the second scientific discipline was an oceanographer, a lady who went out on the oceans, particularly when they were at their roughest, apparently, to study what was happening in the depths of the oceans and how seawater and the science of seawater is a very vital part of the way in which our lives are nourished. And the third discipline was an environmental scientist who talked about the way in which the earth and the way in which plants grow and all that produces an abundance of oxygen, enough for us and more for us to live, providing we look after it properly. And the message of these three lectures, the culmination on the third lecture from these very eminent scientists, was: we have the tools, we know how the system works, we can see what we need to do to create a world, to preserve a world which will continue to sustain life. Because we're getting many messages these days that our planet is on its sort of death throes, if the more pessimistic would be listened to. But the message from these scientists was: we have the tools, we can do this. It just requires will. Now, that may be down to politicians and so on, but it's actually also down to each one of us. So we have to find good and innovative ways in order to try and, as it were, cooperate with God's covenant in his promise to restore and reconcile all creation to himself. The rainbow, the covenant. I hope that every day you will think of a rainbow if you don't see one, and be reminded of your responsibility and mine to live our lives in such a way that God's covenant is a tiny little bit forwarded in what we do and say and think and pray and worship. Amen.